Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Ask the manager. Your chance to ask TV 38's Vice President and General Manager, Daniel J. Berkery. Questions about TV 38 and or the broadcasting industry in general. And now,
Dana, how are you?
Hello, everyone. Of course, this is not Dan. This is Mr. Maria Menounos. Welcome to Ask the Manager Mondays.
Wow. I love this.
It's just a little show we're piloting. Slash Maria said you have to sit in and do the chat show.
So I don't know if
you knew this, Pooj and Kels. But see, back in the 70s in Boston and on TV 38, home of the Bruins, they had a nice show called Ask the Manager.
Amazing.
And they would take questions from all the fans of TV 38. And I love at the end, he said, broadcasting questions as well. And I said, why didn't I think of this?
Brilliant.
So welcome again to Ask the Manager Mondays with Kevin and Kels. Kels would be in the Dana Berkery role.
Amazing.
Dana Berkery. He hosted a show called The Movie Loft. He also played Willie Whistle.
Oh.
It was a much simpler time, Kelsey.
Who's Willie Whistle?
Willie Whistle was like a little morning character.
How fun.
And
much simpler time.
Willie Whistle. Willie Whistle. And he took like this.
It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
And what it did is it prepared us to become the horrible parents and human beings we were to all of you.
Perfect. I love that.
Anyway, welcome again to Ask the Manager, Ask the Manager Mondays here on Better Together. Our little foray into this new thing that Maria is going to just, I feel like she's going to love.
She's going to love it.
She's going to be totally obsessed with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Pooj, again, DJ Poojie Pooj. You can keep it going. It's okay.
All right.
DJ Pooji Pooj.
Bringing it back.
She's getting into her DJ seat, you know. Yeah. She's settling. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you kids aren't used to. You want to be in the Ask the Manager.
Right.
Like, this is the classic. Like, I'd say 70s opening to...
I love it.
Ask the Manager Mondays.
Yeah, this is really a nice song.
Okay, so... Let's start out. I guess we won't veer too much off of Better Together. We will start with the quote from Dolly Parton.
I love her
the way
so
I
much.
See it. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. You've got to put up with Ask the Manager Mondays.
If you want the rainbow, you got to put up with us.
And by the way, I think Dolly Parton was saying is you can scam all you want,
but you got to work.
But you got to work.
I agree.
You got to work in some way,
Dolly
shape, or form.
A smart
she
lady.
Was saying that. Okay, so shall we just get into all these questions? I know our staff at AfterBuzz, and some of the Heel Squad have been sending Kelsey questions by the thousands.
By the thousands.
Manifesting Ask the Manager Mondays.
Truly.
So, Kels, if you would, let's begin. And I just want to preface it. I've not looked at any of the questions. again, the backup quarterback. You know, you when you're the backup quarterback, this is what sucks about being the backup quarterback.
Tell us.
You have to always be in peak condition and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. You don't
you
have that luxury.
You never know when you get thrown in.
Right.
Truly.
So here's the thing.
Well, you're
so,
good at that.
Well, I don't know about that. I remind, I told you about the player Steve Grogan. It's my idol. I always liked the tragic hero idols. I was never, Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. I will say that backward and forward. You know how I feel about Russell Wilson as well.
We love.
But I tend to like the guys who fell a little short. Maybe they remind me just a little bit of me.
Just a little bit.
So there's Steve Grogan. And he's like 30. He was a quarterback that could run the football like nobody's business. Really strong arm. Actually well ahead of himself. Like today he would have fit so well. And the way they protect quarterbacks, he would have had an amazing career because he wouldn't have gotten injured.
Mm.
Now you see Josh Allen. You see all these other guys that are like 6'4", 6'5", and can run. He could do all that. Had a cannon for an arm. But back in the early 70s when no one saw that. And would run for 100-yard games. Like literally like running backs would.
Yeah.
But the game was different. So he just got pulverized. And so by the time he was 32, back then 32, you were like 60.
Old,
you were an old man. So his knees were gone. His shoulder, his elbow was gone. So
he's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he even went on to start playing with a neck brace. Oh. Literally, like that's how bad his body was.
Oof.
But one of the things, so the Patriots like 2-3. I think I've told this story before. But the Patriots like 2-3. And Tony Eason from California is their quarterback. And Eason ends up getting injured. And like Grogan's got his headset on and his hat, you know, calling in plays and kind of doing his thing that a backup does. Thinking his career was over. He was like, I'll just be a backup. I'll write out my contract and I'll retire. And all of a sudden they're like, no, you're in. He's like, what? And so he went in the game and he realized how out of shape he was. And the very first play, he fumbled.
Steve.
Yeah, he fumbled the ball. He was just like, and then he went to silence. He's like, and then I got mad.
Mm.
And then we talked about the power of anger, people.
Yep.
Right. And unfortunately, our heel squad would just get sad and just go want to hang themselves.
Or frustrated.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's like, no, then I got mad. And he's like, okay, my body's shit. I let myself go, but now I'm in it.
I love
so what's left? My brain.
Mm.
And he was the last quarterback who called his own plays. Like today they have an offensive coordinator. You know, everything's radioed in. No. Imagine this guy going out there on his own and just being like, all right, I'm going to wing it. So he starts bringing back all these plays from like the 1950s that other teams had never seen before. And he ends up winning the game by a touchdown. And remember he was saying like, there was like a short touchdown run for like 3 or 4 yards. And he called this play the reverse naked bootleg, like an old, like old time play. And he didn't tell any of the other, his team he was doing it, except one player, John Hanna, knew he was going to do it. And you just see this, before he calls the play, he tells the team, listen, this next play is our first step on the road to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And they all looked at him like,
you cuckoo.
Yeah, you're an old grandpa, we're 2-3. Have you not seen? And we are the Patriots. We've never been to a Super Bowl.
Wow.
But he believed, he had his heart and he had his mind. And so calls the play, the reverse naked bootleg. And then you just see this guy limp into the end zone and completely untouched because everyone was on the other side of the field because he just fooled everybody. And sure enough, they ended up winning like 6 games in a row. They break his leg and then they make it but it gave the team the energy needed to get to the Super Bowl. So it was many lessons in good old Steve Grogan in the 1985 Patriots.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve Grogan.
Well, I would not like you to be playing with a neck brace. That's what I got out of that.
But I would have.
I know you would.
I would. And he did. And the other reason he was so injured is because he couldn't run anymore and he could barely throw. He had the courage to say, I will stay in that pocket. I'll stay until the last person comes to hit me. And right at that last second, as they smash me, I'll release the ball. So like Howard Cosell was a sportscaster back then. I don't forget the quote. He was like, Steve Grogan can sit back and eat lunch before he throws the ball because he would spend.
That was a brilliant sportscaster voice.
He would. That's actually not good because Cosell is very easy to do. And it was like every 70s comedian did that back then. But by the way, you guys, it's Ask the Manager Mondays.
Come on.
Okay,
Ask the Manager Mondays.
Here we go, guys.
We need our own theme song.
For Ask the Manager Mondays?
Yes.
I thought we just had it.
No, I mean like. Ours for us.
Well, don't you think we kind of have one on Regular Guy Friday?
Yeah.
And by the way,
true.
We don't want to hijack. We already hijacked Ask the Manager Mondays. We don't want to hijack Regular Guy Friday
good point,
now,
good
too.
Good point. Good point.
Back to Ask the Manager Mondays.
Here we
with
are.
With Kevin and Kels.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, Kels, what do we have?
Kev, for our first question of today.
Go ahead. Okay, so just again, no prep. So I'm Steve Grogan, game one. All right, so just everyone forgive me. So, Kels, when you do it, it's got, even if you have to make it up. This is from...
Got it.
This is from Pooja from Sarasota Falls, and Pooja would like to know.
Okay. This is from Christine from Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. And Christine would like to know, Kevin, tools and strategies to pull yourself out of a funk.
Oh.
Great question, Christine.
Oof. And a better question for Maria. Okay. So the Better Together answer to that is, Kelsey, you probably can help with this,
yeah,
is all these techniques of counting to 10. Mm. What is the other ones? Rubbing your hands together?
So Dr. Amen taught us about havening. And if you guys haven't listened to that episode, I would highly recommend going back and listening to it. This is more for anxiety, but I agree with you, Kevin, the sense of anxiety and funk kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
He talks about, so it's a stroke down your shoulders. It's crossing your arms and you stroke down your shoulders, kind of close your eyes and you do that about 10 times. Or he said you could just put your hands together and rub them. And for some reason, the way it stimulates your brain, the rubbing of the hands calms you down. So that was one trick. Another trick.
High-fiving the mirror.
Yep.
Is
from
another
Mel Robbins,
one every morning.
Every morning to help.
Yeah,
your
I'm glad funk. I can help with funk.
Yeah, you got this.
Anxiety, not as much.
Right. So things. The other anxiety one was Dr. Oz taught us, and I do this, and I love it. If you ever feel like you're, you know, when you're in that state of like almost panic attack, you can kind of feel your body. Go grab an ice cube and you hold it. I do too. I hold one in each hand. Because then your mind focuses on the ice cube because it's so cold.
On the cold of the ice cube.
And you calm
Brilliant.
Down. Yeah, so that's a good one. Funk, Kev, that's more
funk.
You.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Here's the thing. You know, you're in a funk. You're not feeling so good. And this is when a lot of times people come to me for help. They don't always love the help. Because I don't know any easy way around any of this. I don't know an easy way to success. And I don't know an easy way when you're in a bad, bad place. I know the harder way. But it works amazingly and has like the most amazing results. So when you're in a funk, listen, all of us really just want to consume. You're in that funk. You want to eat something bad, maybe nullify the pain with alcohol or drugs. Maybe even sex.
Yeah.
Could be buying things, could be just watching TV, just being lame, whatever. And listen, there are those times where you just kind of, when you're someone who's always kind of kicking ass, you're the type of person that can do those things. You just need that little thing to take the edge off for that moment. Mm-hmm. If you're a high function, if you're like one of those highly successful, highly functioning people, that actually is a good thing. But for, you know, for the Steve Grogans of the world, you know, for the rest of us, you know, who are struggling and falling just a little short, you have to be productive.
Yeah.
So go to productivity. Now, that could be organizing your room, cleaning your car, doing anything that you, or even something more lofty, like what's going to improve my life right now? Mm-hmm. Or if you can't think of that, go help someone else. You know, go help someone else. Is there anything I can do for you right now? And what happens is, and that's why I think they call it occupational therapy, because when they give you like these small tasks, it's not really always about, yes, sometimes occupational therapy is, I can't really use my hand anymore, so I'm going to relearn how to use my hand. But sometimes occupational therapy is just to get your mind off of whatever is bringing you down, and you do something productive. Mm. So now your mind is taken away from that. But guess what? You complete those tasks, and guess how you feel?
Much better.
Right? You feel like a bad what?
B.
You feel like such a bad B because you've accomplished something. Yeah. You hit a single.
Yeah.
So that's, again, I know, like, in those moments, you feel completely decimated, completely down and out. But I'm telling you, like, cause sometimes they take a walk, go out to nature. Okay, but a lot of that time you do that, I know me. I'm out in nature. That's great. The grass, the this, the smell, the this, that, and the other thing. And I'm thinking in my heart how whatever the issue is, the problem is, or why I'm down in the dumps, it's not changing my mood.
Yeah.
What changes my mood is when I roll my sleeves up and I do something. Now, there's other healthy things you can do that are little things, but I think they might be too small in the moment. Play with dogs, cats.
Listen to good music.
Yeah, you know, this stuff like that. But I feel like today it just seems like this stuff just hits everyone so much harder.
Yeah.
And for so many different reasons. And hitting you that hard, yeah, I feel like, yeah, you go to productivity and go to helping other people being productive. And, you know, the other thing, guys, is being creative. Mm-hmm. The only thing about being creative that I get nervous about is, let's say you decide I'm going to paint today, or I'm going to write today, or I'm going to make a video today. But here's the problem, guys. Let's say the video doesn't turn out good, or the painting doesn't turn out good. You know, right now you feel like a double loser. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get a little cautious on that.
Yeah.
You can be creative in other ways. You can be creative in how you help someone solve their problems. You can be creative in how you kind of organize, or whatever, however you're going to be productive. Bills you're going to pay. Yeah. I know, like, even when I pay bills or anything that I do where it's a task.
Get it off your plate.
And I feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is why always less really is more, because when you get stuff off done, you feel better rather than taking stuff on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Can I give one tip too?
Please,
that
helps me. I would love that.
Whenever I feel, you know, a little icky, a little funky, this is the hardest thing to do. I can just hear my mom in my head being like, go move. You know, it's like movement.
Yes, movement
is everything. And I'm not saying go for a 20 mile run. I'm saying literally go for a 10 minute walk, you guys. Yes. It is so helpful. It gets your brain juices flowing.
But I would say put on music or something, because again, I'm afraid. You're right though. Movement mm-hmm. always. Mm-hmm. But I get nervous that on that walk, you're thinking about the problem.
So music, you're right. So then you add your playlist.
No, movement, which is why I guess in my brain, I'm saying you're being productive, you're moving, but you're right.
Right.
100%. Okay.
Okay,
Pooja, Kev. Are you satisfied in the booth? I know you're producing Ask the Manager Mondays.
Yes, I love that. I love those answers.
Okay. Thank you, Pooja.
Thank you, Pooja. Kev, this is a great one.
Okay.
This is from Chester over in Jacksonville, Florida.
Chester from Jacksonville. Hey, shout out to all my Jacksonvilleonians.
That's right. Hey, you guys. So Chester wants to know, Kev,
as we like to say down there, the Jacksonvillains.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Another story for another time. Is seasonal depression real? How do the seasons affect and change our moods?
I believe they are real.
I do too.
But I think they're more, I don't know. Again, I don't know enough about it. I will just tell you the regular guy approach is that I just think anytime you're in dark, cold weather for a long period of time, or lots of rain for a long period of time, it's going to get to you. I think we need sunlight. We need vitamin D. That's why in Boston, you know, people just, you know, and though that period from, I always say that horrible period from the Super Bowl, pretty much the St. Paddy's Day, maybe even into April in the Northeast or the cold regions, it's brutal. Mm. It's no longer fun now.
It's disgusting.
It's mud it's ice and it's cold. And you see people just get
dark,
bitter, angry, beaten down, tired. But then literally the first day in May that it's nice weather, you see all the parks, people are rollerblading and, you know, out doing their thing and happy and, oh my God, like so excited. So yeah, I think it is a real thing. And I think I would look into, some of the seasonal lights that they have
totally.
That we talked about with Dr. Oz
yep.
that you can find.
You can just get those on Amazon too.
Yes. Like, so I think you have to do your things to kind of, yeah.
I agree.
Try to alleviate it because I do think it is real.
Massively. I know I had it bad when I was in Seattle.
And sure this is where movement
yeah.
really comes into play mm-hmm. because again, it's cold. So you don't want to really, you're going to want to just kind of hibernate. But if you can, I always admired the people that could keep going to the gym through those cold, cold winters.
Yeah.
Like, think about the reward of like, you know, rather than most people start hitting the gym in like April, May, you know, but if you're doing it year round, if you're doing it through those dark months, I think that really helps you survive. And of course, you know, when spring comes, you just feel like, oh my God, you yeah. get the reward. So,
well, and I think it's finding something too. I know we don't always love just, I know I don't like just going to the gym, but you know what I do love? I love yoga. I love boxing, you know, so it's like finding what works for you.
I think we're realizing that too now. It's, it's in this, who was on last
Cassie
week?
Ho.
Cassie Ho was saying that. It's like, it's
finding
it's,
the joy in it.
It's finding the joy, always changing it up. Workouts too. Like, I love that she said that because I'm always switching out machines and stuff and Maria gets mad. Well, I'll go like a, you know, but I'll go 2-3 years, but she doesn't understand like your muscles want to get shocked in a different way, but you get bored. You've got to like keep
changing
having
it.
Fun and changing it up or... You know, for most people, or you're not going to do it. That's not a good alternative.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
What's up, Heal Squad? You guys know how hard we work here every day to bring you this show, and we are so excited to announce our newest partner, Macy's. I used to work for Macy's for years, by the way, as a fragrance spritzer, shopped there my whole life, and still do. And if you've been listening lately, you know my word for the new year is active, but when I looked at my gear, it did not make me want to move. So I'm revamping my athletic wardrobe at Macy's.com/better together. It was all old, uninspiring stuff, and now I'm adding a few new pieces and I'm giddy to get active. So they've got so many great brands to choose from, but here's my favorite part. I'm curating a special list for you and me. Just go to Macy's.com/better together and check out what I've handpicked in athletic wear and other items that I'm excited about because they have everything you need, not just for a wardrobe refresh, but for every life category. So trust me, it's all cool stuff that you need to get better and be better, from desktop smartphone sanitizer cases to cozy winter PJs and more. P.S. I'll be adding to it constantly, and I hope it will help you with any ideas for you and your home or even just gifts. Kev's Valentine's Day present is in there, so don't tell him. Help support the show by using our link Macy's.com/better together. If you're going to make any purchases with Macy's, it helps us so much in keeping the lights on, as you know. Thank you, as always, for your support, friends. We love you, and we're grateful for Macy's that they saw our authentic connection and came on board. We are better together.
Well, that's a really great answer. Thank you, Kevin.
Next question, please.
Okay, this is from...
By the way, thank you, manager.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is from Lindsay over in Tucson, Arizona.
Lindsay from Tucson.
We love Tucson.
Shout out to my Tucsonians.
Whoa, a desert girl. All right, Kev, this is a good one for you. How to have patience when you're ready for a big move or change but don't have the means yet.
Okay. Kids, listen. Almost every question is going to have the same answer. Productivity. Lean into it. So sitting there and thinking about that move, you know, is only going to give you that anxiety or stress or just that feeling of FOMO. But what can we do to prepare for the move? What are we doing? If that's the goal, I want to move to this town. Okay. And then it's not just that. I'm going to pursue this career. And this is the, I'm going to go in with this attitude. I'm going to go in with this look. All those different things you write down. And then literally everything you're doing now in your day, with one exception, the health and well-being of your loved ones, is going to try to answer all of those goals. So you're going to be too busy being productive to get to those, to get to that next destination, to really be stressing and having anxiety about it. And by the way, when you do go there, now you'll have far less anxiety. It's funny. I don't know why I was talking about this to Maria, but I always envied, and I'll never forget this story from college. Our next door in my dorm, the two guys who live next to us, one guy was always had his nose in a book. Every time an assignment came in, he did it immediately. Just on top of his stuff. And randomly he got invited to the Final Four basketball tournament that they had in Indiana at the time, I think. And he got the invite, I'd say on a Wednesday late afternoon, and Wednesday night he was in his car driving there. And I'll never forget his roommate, Sally.
Sally or Sully?
Sully. Oh, come on. We're in the Northeast.
That's amazing.
Irish, Italian, or other.
Or other.
So Sully said, you know, Jesus, you know, think about Jimmy. He's like, he just has his shit together so much that something like this comes up and he's out of here without a second thought.
That is cool.
He's like, he invited me, but he's like, I had four papers I hadn't done. I'd already missed six classes this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just really resonated with me that when you have your shit together, when you have your stuff together,
wow,
then you can go, then you can play.
Yeah.
You can scam all you want.
But you got to work.
You got to work. So you do the work, and then it's like, oh, here comes the scam of to go to like a, you see a game. Yeah, okay, I'm out. And that's I'll amazing. Never forget that. Now, by the way, I did not subscribe to that in college. I was the other guy, you know, last minute Larry. But, you know, as I've gotten older and I've made more order and efficiency in my life, when something random comes up, I'm like, yeah, I'm in. Like some of my friends, they know that now.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, we know that in 12 hours we could see you in Boston from LA for an event or whatever, because we know I have my stuff together. And there's been many times in our lives that Maria said, I want to go do this or I want to do that. And I'd say, no, you can go and take Alyssa or go with your friends. But there's a mess here.
You're great at that.
And I remember, you know, and I remember saying to you guys, like, listen, we want to work in Connecticut and do the show from Connecticut. It's a mess there. It was a mess here at this house. And then there was other issues in my life that were messy. I'm like, no, I got to put out these fires. I have to bring everything to order.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to work on for goals. Now, when I want to say, we need to go here or we go there, great, done. Mm-hmm. Everything's moving efficiently. You know, all the pieces are in place. But anyone who will just do the work, be productive, and then whatever those goals are, whatever's needed to be done to get to that next destination, be working on that every day, every minute of your day, with one exception, that your health and well-being and the health and well-being of your loved ones. But other than that, everything else goes to that. And then, by the way, if there's a day job you have, well, that goes to it, because that's definitely, you need to do that to save your money to get to. So, that's that.
This is a great recipe, too, because, you know, shit always happens, right? There's always going to be roadblocks.
Always.
There's always going to be crap that you weren't prepared for.
What did Mike Indigaro Sr. teach us?
What did he teach us?
Okay.
That when you're prepared.
Pooja. So on construction, the first thing that when I was young, I worked Local 22 with my dad during college. It was best thing.
Mike told me to conserve my energy.
This is one of the things he'd say. He'd say, no, don't lean. Because I was also working nights.
Right.
Or those nights that, like, he would work two jobs, he would say, no. So any chance you can lean against something to conserve your strength. But he was very big on conserving energy and pacing. But he also said, I remember, like, one day we got to the job, and most of the union guys, they you give an order, they do it, and that's that. Mm-hmm. But I always went in with like, oh, today we're going to mix cement, and then we're going to load all the state. Because I just want, I'm so obsessed with getting things done and done, you know, so yeah. I was just like, okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
I was already looking at it more probably from a manager perspective, because in fact, this is what, Kelsey?
Manager Monday.
This is
Ask Manager Monday.
Okay. Pooja, what is today?
Ask Manager Monday.
Okay. Yeah. She got it second.
Okay. It's Ask. Hey, by the way, Kelsey. No. And listen, she's not my favorite. So, because I'm now, it's Ask the Manager Mondays.
And
it's Ask
the Manager Mondays.
Mondays. Plural.
Regular guy Fridays. That's right. Something we need to talk about.
Yeah,
anyways.
We do. You and I, that was Stephen.
That was Stephen.
A man at 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that.
anyways, what did he teach us?
But I remember coming in and saying, oh yeah, today we're going to, you know, I think it was we were going to mix all the cement for the pour, for the foundation. And by the way, like I wasn't going to do the pour and I wasn't going to do, they have cement union comes in, does all that stuff, but we're the laborers.
Right.
We carry the bags of sand. We do all the lift and load and lugging. And sure enough, like tossed one bag in and there's like the machine just smoke came out. It was just done. And my dad, who's at that point in his career, he was just having fun on the jobs. He wasn't in a foreman role. He wasn't in a supervisor role. Like, you know, when he was younger, but he whispered, he's like, you know, you have to come every time you come on to a job, construction, he would say, you have to come in with the mindset that something's always going to go wrong. And so I took that with me to the Kearney business, because that same thing, something always went wrong, mm-hmm. and like times 10 in that business. But then in filmmaking, something always goes wrong. And in production, something always goes. So when you have that mindset, then okay, what I can control, what's within my control, I must control. I can show up on time. Right. I can have everything organized. I can have, you know, whether it's a broken printer, we have the printer fixed and ready to go. We have extra ink on hand. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, this protocols, backup protocols in place, because we know no matter what, something's what, Kelsey?
Something's going to go wrong.
Something's always going to go wrong. Yeah. And so, you know,
it always does.
Which it does, yeah. You know, and again, it's not that I'm manifesting that, I'm just being a realist. And so, so you can't control that, but so what's within your control. Mm-hmm. So then when that stuff happens, you're able to deal with it. And also because you have that mindset, you're not shocked. It's like, oh my God, what happened? It's like, mm-mm.
I got it.
This is construction. My dad was like, Kev, it's construction. And he was like, this is what they need to do. He's like, if they ask me, I'll tell them. But if not, you know, people get testy. And I forget, like, you know, the foreman there, he was actually a smart old timer too, and just moved us into something else. Okay, guys, well, let's move over here. And he kept us going. But a lot of times, like, the job just dies.
And then people are standing there.
Yeah, everyone's standing there getting paid a ton of money, and then it goes over budget. And so, anyway, how did we get there from this Ask the Manager question?
Oh, I was just saying, because you were saying when you stay on top of your stuff and your daily goals go towards your long-term goals. And I was making the point too, that like, if you're working daily on those goals, then when stuff like this comes up, you're ready.
And so you're not freaked out. Right. So it's not just a fun curveball. Like, hey, let's go to this event tonight.
Exactly.
It's also like something bad happens.
Right.
And you go, okay, I'm ready.
Right.
You know, if you look at Maria's career, when the tumor came, I was ready.
You were. Yeah.
She was diversified. She was all over the country, still is, with the most minimal amount of work. So we were ready.
DJ Poochie Pooch, do we have enough time to ask Kev another question? The manager another question?
We have about 4 minutes, so you can answer in 4 minutes.
Kev, maybe we wrap her up and save it until our next time.
I mean, listen, I could take one more question because it's always fun to get Queenie to, if we manifest, we can manifest Queenie to come in here and break the show up.
Oh, good point.
Here's the thing.
She will.
I think she's going to be so excited
or
about
I'm
Ask the Manager.
Or I'm going to get texts.
Well, I think she's going to be so excited about Ask the Manager Mondays.
She's going to be stoked.
I
love it already.
Ask the Manager Mondays. Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, this one is actually from Maria in Encino, California.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. But here we go. How do you deal
with... Wait. Who's asking the question, please?
Oh, okay, fine. It's actually from Maria in Wisconsin.
Okay, yeah, great.
I threw Encino in
there. Hey, Wisconsin.
Just to really spice it up.
Hey, just shout out to the pack.
Shout out to the pack.
Green Bay Packers.
We love
could be their year.
Are they still in?
Yeah, they're in a big way.
Wow.
Could be their year.
with our guy. Is Aaron?
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Could be
his
last
year, right?
Maybe with them.
Ah.
Could be their year.
Could be their year.
So you know my shout out to the Tucsonians.
Yeah, I loved that.
And the Jackson Villains.
Right.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm making all of it up. I'm trying. Listen, guys, throw me a bone.
Throw me a bone.
Please. It's our pilot edition of Ask the Manager Mondays.
Yeah, let us know how you guys are liking it.
Literally came up with the idea 3 minutes before I walked in here. I wish I were kidding. I'm not.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Heal Squad, you know the best thing ever? A good night's sleep. I can't believe I didn't know about Sleep Number sooner. It's definitely changed my sleep quality and my life. Quality sleep is more important than ever as we conquer this new year. So if you're like me and you hate mattress shopping, I used to always go home unhappy. Not anymore. Sleep Number makes it so easy. You take a quiz online, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's an incredible process, guys. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try it. My bed also is temperature balancing and has a foot heater, which is perfect for these cooler months. Trust me, do not go anywhere else ever for a mattress. Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Okay, go.
Okay, Maria wants to know, Kev, how do you deal with someone jealous of you?
Oh, God.
That's a hard one.
And
I would like to add on to that, too. Jealous of you and obviously jealous and being nasty about it.
And then let me say this for our younger Heel Squad fans. What do you do when someone is totally jelly? And then we
jelly
go
donuts.
Even to, right, well, we go to Gen Z and we say when they're like jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So
jelly donuts.
So jelly donuts. Oh, my God. So jelly sticks.
So
jelly glazed. Oh, seriously. So peanut butter and jelly.
Whoa.
Right?
So jelly.
Yeah, so jelly.
Lots of jelly.
This is a great question. Because I think with the toxicity rising on social media and the increased narcissism, once again, the wonderful job parenting we've all done. There's a great Simpson episode on Parent Teacher Night. There's a big sign where it just says, Parent Teacher Night, let's all share the blame.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, with all of those things happening, jealousy, envy is going to rise. And I'll tell you, empathy and detox with this show has really helped me even to see where people are anti-capitalism, because I've now grown to understand why capitalism and those pursuits in some strange way add gas to the sparks of envy and jealousy.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, because you see someone else, oh, look at them in there, like with their car and their rims, or like how this one dresses, or how beautiful this, or she's on a private jet, whatever it is. It's like you get angry, you get jelly donuts.
Sticks.
You become a jelly stick. You get your jelly roll.
Gross.
Right? But anyway, so I think it's a great question because I think it's a human condition that's been around forever. But I do think that, like everything, everything's magnified and sped up today so much that I think it really is an issue. So we all try the trick of dimming our light for those people. Mm-hmm. And that can have mixed results. I think ultimately...
Tell us.
I'ma do me. Pooch, will you explain to Kelsey what I'ma do me means?
Yeah, let me know, Pooch.
Kelsey, I think you got it. I think you understand.
No, can you tell me? Can you tell the audience?
You just do you. You don't change for anyone, honey. You just do you.
Love it. Honey. Honey.
Honey. Honey is amazing. Honey. It's amazing. I love my life. I want to be Kevin, a Gen Z. It's awesome. But...
This is better together.
Oh, sorry. You're right. It's better together. No, but listen. Monday. No.
Good point. Thank you, Pooja.
Listen, I think you stay the course. Mm. I think you keep on your course, which is to be decent. And to work hard and do all the things that, you know, someone who practices ethics would. Blinders on as best you can. But I will say that, unfortunately, these jealous people act on the jealousy. How do I mean that? Well, you know, at work, they can torpedo you at the job and will. And then for social circles, there's other things that they'll do. But I think ultimately you keep doing you. You stay in your lane. You keep vibrating at your levels. But I think you create distance from these people. Mm. When you see it, you just go, I'm out E5000.
Yeah.
What's that, Pooja? For Kelsey?
I don't know what better way to explain it. Oh, wait.
This is probably more millennial than Gen Z. What is out E5000?
It means bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think you have to get away from them. And then if you have to be in those moments with them, then I think you can dim your light a little bit. Mm.
To protect yourself.
Yeah. And also not to, listen, we're not bullies. We don't punch down. You're obviously they're in pain and they're you're greater than them. So, mm-hmm. So embrace that. And embrace the fact that if they're jealous of you, it's because you're doing something right. So embrace that, because it could be the other way where you're doing everything wrong in your life.
Right.
Okay, so you embrace that. But then you say, it is making them upset. And yes, it's not my responsibility to make them feel better necessarily, but we also don't need to be picking on or making other people feel bad if we can control it. That's mm-hmm. what I think. And what is it for us in that moment to dim? So yeah. I'm in the situation, listen, the very few times I'll see friends from my past, you know, the friends I see are amazing. They celebrate me. I celebrate them. It's wonderful. But there's always the friends of friends who come around and are
jelly donuts. Gross.
And you just have to keep it brief. Mm. Like I said, there's that 2-drink maximum. We've talked about that before, you know, because more drinks flow and then they get even nastier. But I think you keep it brief. I definitely dim the light because I don't want them feeling any worse than they need to. Mm-hmm. And it's just for that one moment, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'm out. But and when you're younger, guys and gals, know that you may not have that luxury to just get out. You got to hang in sometimes, you know. So you might be at a job and you're dealing with this. Just keep bringing value. Mm. Block out as much as you can. And here's where you need to feel good. Know that the value you're bringing, you'll be able to bring that to someone else or yourself in your own business one day. And that's what got me through. I'll tell you, I worked with a bunch of different people in the carny business. One of the bosses I worked for, I just cared so much, and I felt very much undervalued, and I was.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
And one day I was out in the back and I saw nails on the ground and I just, or screws, whatever. And I just was picking them up. And I would always do those little things because that would lead to a flat tire and kill a whole job talking about things going wrong. But I was always doing those like little things that no one would see, you know, like someone else working would do something flashy, sell me out to the boss saying I did this, that, or the other thing, and would have, and I was doing all those things that were of such value. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I remember going, being my lower vibrating. So I was like, well, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't care. Fuck it. F this place. And then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to do
me
and still be me. And I'm going to do all this stuff. And here's the thing. Someone else is going to see this or enjoy it, or it's going to be great for my business. And guess what? When I'm gone, then they'll see my value. And of course, with that one company, it never recovered. Like literally I left. It was such a void. It survived, but it never really recovered. And anyway, that's why there's all lessons in that, even as an employer. Mm. That's why you need to see people and see their value. But again, I just think you stay the course, you stick to your ethics.
Like blinders.
Create proximity, create distance where you can from. Hi. So Vincenza has. So we're wrapping the show up. Winnie has come in to say hi. Hi, good girl.
Hi, Winchester.
Oh, yes. Who do you want, Auntie Kelsey or Daddy? Go to Auntie.
Come here.
So, Maria, as we're wrapping this up, Kelsey will grab Winnie. Maria, we want to welcome you to the beta / pilot edition of Ask the Manager Mondays. So, can we get... DJ Pooja Pooj, can we get Maria on the mic?
Yes.
What? Not yet. Maybe it's the other one. Anyway, while we're doing that, let me explain to you, Maria, Ask the Manager Mondays. It's a great show. Your dad would know. On Channel 38, where he used to watch the Bruins.
Okay.
They had a show called Ask the Manager.
Okay.
Where... See, Dana Berkery and Dan, I think, was the manager, and Dana Berkery was the co-host. And then people would write in questions for the manager. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we did today. I got called in to do the show.
Ask the Manager.
Ask the Manager Mondays.
I love it.
Ask the Manager Mondays. So, Pooch, DJ Poochie Pooch.
Yeah.
Let's go out with that same Ask the Manager music.
Honey, okay. I just want to say music. Thank you for filling in for me today.
Wait, does this mean you approve of Ask the Manager Mondays?
Yes, I do.
Whoa, it was fun. We had a good time. A lot of questions were answered.
Honey, you're just so good. You always have these weird little things. Ask the Manager Mondays. It just comes out of your butt. Like, you just come up with this stuff out of nowhere.
You know what Dr. Barbe said?
What?
Dr. Barbe said... Dr. Barbe said, no, it's trauma. It's childhood
That's
trauma.
That's manifesting meets, in brilliant ideas.
Meets the angels.
Okay.
Stop it. Meats, huge bowls of cereal before you go to bed. Oh. That's what Dr. Barbe said.
Did you know that?
By the way, Kels, did you even know about Dr. Barbe?
Yeah, I know about Dr. Barbe.
Can you tell the audience about Dr.
Hell
Barbe
yes.
on the
Dr.
way
Barbe
out?
Dr. Barbe is fake. He's made up.
No.
So part of my fictional life. So I met Dr. Barbe at Freeze.
Does he go to Freeze? Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that.
He totally goes to Freeze because he's the Hollywood doctor.
Duh.
But the guy is brilliant. And the philosophies this guy has shared with me that I share with my loving partner on a daily basis. I'm like, you know what Dr. Barbe said? When Samir asked me to do some errands, I go, well, Dr. Barbe actually said it's healthier.
He's the one
that said no request Saturdays.
No request Saturdays.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. No errands before noon. Oh, anyway, you guys, this wraps our inaugural edition of Ask the Manager Mondays.
Wow.
With Kevin and Kels.
Yay.
How fun was that?
Well, please weigh in if you guys want to see this. Probably on some different feed, not on the Better Together feed every month. Yeah.
Or maybe it's a little monthly. Oh,
Kels, this is the point in the show.
Tell us.
And by the way, can we just ask one question to Maria, but show her the format so she knows.
Okay, you got it. Hold on. Let me pull up one we didn't ask. Let me pull up one. Maria, this question is actually from Lily over from Anchorage, Alaska. And Lily wants to know, could you please expand on the idea of how regret is worse than failure?
So we're going to cliffhanger. We're going to answer that. Lily from Anchorage, yep. By the way, that's our fish. Shout out to everyone in Anchorage, woo! Alaska.
I think we need a field trip to go meet Lily.
Right?
Because I want to go to Anchorage.
Yeah, see how easy they buy in? It's beautiful. So anyway, yeah, what we're going to, so we will, that's the cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. We'll be back.
But so Kels, here's where you have to.
I took my headphones off, so I don't even know what you said.
Why is regret worse than failure? Huge question. We're going to answer that. We're going to answer that on the next edition of
Ask the Manager Monday.
Ask the Manager Monday. Mondays. And so, Kels.
Yes.
This is where you tell our fans where they can write questions of the manager.
Well, they can do info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com.
And please, in the subject heading, ask the manager Mondays. You guys, may all you managers out there be blessed. And keep those, what do we say? How do we end the show? Keep those questions coming.